This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Now that Iowa is over, it's on to New Hampshire. Some of the candidates are already on the ground there this morning, with others on the way for events today, as the New Hampshire primary is just 1 week away. It's sure to be a hectic week in the Granite State, so we're joined this morning by the Boston Globe's James Pendle, who covers the race in New Hampshire. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
From a New Hampshire point of view, who are the biggest winners and losers out of Iowa?
Well, clearly, Ted Cruz was a big winner coming out of Iowa. He understands that he needs a strong showing in New Hampshire, but that he needs to make this much more of a national campaign. And then clearly, a big winner heading into this was Bernie Sanders. He needed to avoid a big loss in Iowa, even if he would like to have a win in Iowa. He's still the front runner in New Hampshire. The race is sort of reset. Now the pressure's on him to make sure he does win New Hampshire and begin to build out this national campaign.
Clinton and Sanders have two high-profile meetings this week, a town hall-like forum on Wednesday night, a debate on Thursday night. What has Hillary Clinton got to hope for from these events? What's the strategy for her, considering at the moment, even though she won Iowa, she does trail Sanders in New Hampshire by a big margin?
Right. I think she would like to bring the gap closer with Bernie Sanders. I think you're going to find her language being much, again, more national. And where Bernie Sanders really needs to grow is he needs to grow among minorities, particularly the African-American community. You know, he is not Barack Obama right now. And he's not, because Barack Obama was able to create a winning coalition of white liberals, of young people, and of African-Americans or minorities. And Bernie Sanders has got two out of the three. And as long as that's the case, I think that, you know, Hillary Clinton's in a good spot. So you're going to hear her talk a lot about Flint, Michigan. You're going to hear her talk a lot about Black Lives Matter in Lily White, New Hampshire.
All right, let's move on to the Republicans. Ted Cruz won Iowa convincingly. Does he have a chance to win New Hampshire or not, James?
No, I don't really think Ted Cruz has a chance to win New Hampshire. It's not his particular brand of state. I do think one of the bigger stories, though, was Marco Rubio in the night. And here's why. You have this block of so-called establishment lane candidates. You have Chris Christie, you have Marco Rubio, you have Jeb Bush and John Kasich. And when you look at Donald Trump's perceived lead in New Hampshire, he's around 30% or so. If you add up those four candidates, they easily beat Donald Trump. If one candidate is able to consolidate that support, then they will be a huge player. I think Marco Rubio has the chance to consolidate that support given how close he got to second place in Iowa. But, you know, he, like he just did in Iowa, has tried to build a ground game in the last couple of months, where these other candidates have built one over the course of months and almost years. So he's going to have to put this together very, very quickly. We'll see how much momentum he has coming into New Hampshire, whether he can blunt all of the work that these other candidates have put in.
Finally, James, has the race in New Hampshire changed at all because of Iowa? Is it fundamentally different?
I don't think it is. You have Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz sort of in that 1-2-3 spot, as they have been for quite some time. And the Democratic side, you still have Bernie Sanders leading Hillary Clinton by a pretty large margin.
James Pendle covers the New Hampshire primary for the Boston Globe and speaks to us as well. Thanks, James.
Thank you.